Hello and welcome to my Money Manifesto for Monday the 19th of January 2015. I'm Jeremy Deeds, financial life planner with over 25 years experience in financial services, author of Right Money, Right Place, Right Time, and founder of Planning for Life and Living Money. And each month I take as a theme a stage of my program for developing a life and a financial plan. And this month we're concentrating on the penultimate stage of the future process, which is Roadmap. I am occasionally taken to task for advocating a planning process that, to quote, kills spontaneity and prevents individuals from taking advantage of the opportunities life throws at us, unquote. In fact, some people really fear planning their lives because they see it as constricting their personal liberty and freedom. And as we go through the process of drawing up a roadmap for our lives, I think it's worth considering this in some depth. And my first response is that the planning process, or at least my planning process, the way I do it, is goal-driven. And by this I mean that we spend a considerable amount of time carrying out a deep exploration of someone's profound life goals and personal projects. And this is not a two-minute exercise, a rather shallow exercise. Rather, it's a very deep emotional and often difficult exploration of one's life. And therefore, the end result is meaningful. In fact, it's very meaningful. And it provides people with the personal authority to make key decisions about whether to accept or decline an opportunity that presents itself, based on whether it furthers the achievement of their goals or hinders them. So, for instance, yesterday I was invited by some friends to join them on an impromptu trip to the slopes in a couple of weeks. Now, I hadn't really originally planned to go skiing this year, feeling the need to be around to support my son as he finishes school and applies to uni, a key personal project for me. However, he's recently received two good offers from a couple of universities, and according to his tutor, he's making good progress on his work. So I felt able to immediately accept the skiing offer, skiing and friends also being core elements of my personal projects, and did so. And the second point about planning is that it does provide a financial framework for making informed decisions. Planning sets boundaries, including spending boundaries. However, within those boundaries, we are free to do what we will. So going back to the skiing invitation, I know what our family travel plans and budgets are, and I know that they are not fully taken up yet. So making the decision to accept or not is that much easier. And when it comes to cash flow, I also include an item called spontaneity. Now, you might think of this as a contingency budget or an emergency budget. In fact, it's more than this, as within the context of your overall life and financial plan, it provides a scope to be spontaneous, to seize opportunities as they arise, to live life to the full without the shall we, shan't we, to-ing and fro-ing that accompanies an unplanned and directionless life. So, does planning your life restrict your freedom? Of course, and that is a necessary condition for achieving what is truly important in your life. Next week, I'm going to look at the roadmap as a regime change to a new set of values. And I think it's really important that we look at values in the context of our lives and how we may need to change those as we go through planning our lives. Before I finish, a quick bit about my businesses. Planning for Life is a fully authorized financial planning business in which I work with selected clients on a one-to-one basis for the longer term. Living Money is a coaching and training organisation specialising in personal finance. It's not authorised to provide financial advice and does not recommend financial products. Instead, what we aim to do is provide you with the tools and the skills to buy the right financial products yourself to best serve your life and money. Both businesses aim to work with busy entrepreneurial and professional families, and at their heart is Future, my six-step programme that brings relief from sleepless nights worrying about money and secures the lifestyle you want as quickly and as efficiently as possible. I'm known by my advised clients as a planner who puts life back into money, and my mission is to leave my clients feeling liberated. So if you want to transform your life and finances, start by joining the Living Money community. Go to our website, www.living-money.com, and become a fledgling member to get access to a range of resources to help you plan your life and money. Well, that's it from me this week. Have a very, very good week, and until next week, stay well and go well.